talk about art. Troy Ramos with us, returning. He's a composer, a video artist. He's a host with Art House Radio. He's a founder as well. Much on your plate. Glad you're here, Troy. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you. Okay, we need to talk about art and Art Prize and why we should care and the whole bit. And let's start with the Troy Ramos 101.
Well, I love the why we should care bit. Yeah. It's important,
that's,
right?
That's the journalist in me, you know, right?
So I have a podcast. It's called Art House Radio. It's an arts, comedy, and culture podcast. Mm-hmm. Season 2 launches Tuesday. It's available everywhere, iTunes, every major platform, arthouse43.com, of course. Most episodes feature conversations with prominent artists, musicians, writers, thinkers. And most episodes have sort of a theme at the beginning. But one of the big things about this podcast that I wanted to do was to let the conversations go wherever they need to go, just let it unfold naturally. So we might start somewhere and then we might end up in politics or technology or out in space, wherever it goes. That's one of the goals of this podcast.
Half a step back, Troy. Are you, you're here, based here in West Michigan, yes?
Oh, I'm from West Michigan. I live in Lansing right now. I spend a lot of time in the lower half of the state, in Lansing, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Detroit.
And what's been your career journey in general? Not a straight line?
I need some more time to prepare. No. Yeah, just to be involved in the arts. I do a lot of composing. I do a lot of video art. I try to get involved in exhibitions and art shows. I have a lot of LPs that people can find on the website.
Did you study art? Did you, were you the art kid?
I studied.
Yeah, if you weren't.
I'm not sure what kind of kid I was, but I studied music at the university, and I was very lucky. I studied at Western as an undergrad, and then I moved to England and did my graduate degree there. And it's for a composer, it's really tough to make it in that world. 90% of the works you hear in a concert hall are usually taken up by Beethoven and Mozart, which I understand.
Not quite yet by Ramos?
Not yet, no. So one of the things that happens, I used to live in Portland, Oregon, and I worked at the Portland Art Museum, and I worked around a lot of artists, befriended a lot of them. So I started to transition into the art world because it was very welcoming towards new works. So I started to do sound installations, sound projects, and then video sort of crept its way in there. And so it's sort of been a blend of that. I've sort of moved from composing a little bit into sort of the art world. Mm-hmm. And when I moved back to Michigan last summer, I started to push Art House 43, which is an arts organization that I started. Okay. And we create arts-related events and projects, you know, because we want a stronger artistic culture in the community. Art House Radio is one of those projects, and so that sort of spawned from that idea.
And what kind of guests do you interview? I guess, we're kind of in the same pod here.
Well, we have comedians on. We've got a couple of people that have had shows recently in Detroit who are going to be on, comedians. A lot of colleagues. I've been really fortunate to have run into so many people that are really interesting, artists, writers, filmmakers. So it's a mix between people that I've known in Michigan and in Portland and across the country. So I try to have on as many different people in different genres, you know, and just sort of talk about whatever interests them. And I've been lucky to sort of interact with them throughout.
Do you have a studio? How do podcasts work?
Podcasts, well, yeah, I have a studio. It's much less sophisticated than this.
It's owned by a university. Okay. So, you know?
I can do it at mobile. You know, when we go to Art Prize, I'll have sort of a mobile setup. I do a lot of Skype interviews, and I'll just record it that way. Very lucky to live in this time period, at least in that regard. Technologically speaking, it's very easy to do things like that now. Yeah.
Great. So, great. That's a hat that you wear. Your second season, as you mentioned, launching next Tuesday.
That's right, next Tuesday, and it'll be 2 episodes a week for quite a while. Usually each season, last season was about 35 episodes, and hopefully I can do 2 a week and build on that. We had a great first season, lots of great statistics, which is another great thing about the modern era, is that you can sort of find an app or a website that will keep track of stats for you. So we get over 100 subscribers a day. We had, you know, several thousand downloads last season. So yeah, hopefully that will continue or improve.
That's the podcast life, right? The subscriptions and the hits and the
Downloads are big. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Let's put on your art prize hat. Have you entered art prize? What's your niche? What's your relationship here?
I haven't entered art prize. It's something that I've thought about for sure. This year, I sort of want to interact with it in a different way because the podcast is going. I kind of want to come around and talk to different people and get a feel for what their perspective is of Art Prize. Art Prize really fascinates me because it's obviously, it's huge. And I think a lot about Midwestern art, Michigan art, and what that means, and if, whether Art Prize is a voice for that or if it's something that just exists and then it happens to be filled with art from this area.
Right, but Art Prize isn't international.
It is, yeah. Yes. I don't know what the stats are for how many entries are in Michigan, but I'm okay. Even if it was whatever the percentage is, I think it's really interesting because if you go to Art Prize, and I think this is Art Prize 8, so if you go to this and then you go to somewhere, say, on the East Coast or the West Coast, it's going to be very different if you have sort of an art event like this, I think. And I think that's great because the voice of this area should reflect, I think, be reflected in art. So I think it's really fascinating to see what's going to happen with Art Prize as it gets bigger and you have, is it going to be influenced more from an international standpoint or is it going to stay sort of relative to this area?
Do you have a recommendation?
I do not. I try not to make
recommendations.
I can
get Christian on the phone real quick and have a conversation.
No, I think it's fascinating. I like to watch it, evolve and if that's even necessary. But I think it's great. Obviously, it's huge and people love it. I think that concept is fantastic where you let the public sort of view it. And it's interesting to look at the top 10, the finals for every year. That, especially for the part where the public votes, that tells you a lot about what their ideas about art and what it is or what it should be or what it could be.
And we know, again, kicking off September 21st, we'll actually be broadcasting from the Graham again this year, so that will be pretty cool. Troy, what else? What else when it comes to this talk about art? We talk about it getting cut from schools. I don't know if that's still happening. It just seems like we are talking about art.
It feels like it's always happening, that it's getting defunded and it's being cut. And maybe I have a biased view of that because I've been involved in it, but I think it's so important because it promotes a very healthy habit of thought, yes. I think. And it doesn't move at a quick pace necessarily. It isn't a soundbite type environment. Mm-hmm. It's wherever you go, if it's to the Graham or the DIA or a local gallery has an exhibit, it's something that is, I think it's fascinating because it kind of removes you from whatever structure we've built in society. So for example, I talk about one of the episodes this year about how Schopenhauer, the philosopher, he thought that art was a great way to get away from reality. You can't escape it permanently. But he gave the example of if you give somebody a plate of food, they're going to want to eat it because they think about sustenance or greed or whatever it is. But if you give someone a painting of a plate of food, they're not thinking about that at all. They're thinking about it in terms of the aesthetics. Do they like it? Is it interesting? Look at the lines. And so for a moment, they're sort of removed from that hustle and bustle that we all go through to pay our bills or whatever. And so I think it's really important for the development of not just people who are of school age, but adults and all kinds of people to just sort of reflect on what is it that we're doing? Do we know for sure what this is? Are we for sure that this is the system we like and we should do these kinds of things on a daily basis? Or do we sort of embrace art a little bit and sit back and think, like, well, maybe we don't know. Maybe we could just relax and enjoy our time in this space, whatever this is.
Yep. And in between, listen to the many interviews that that are able to be checked in with, obviously, your second season that begins Tuesday. What are your final words, Troy?
Well, we really want people to get involved if they can. We have this interesting thing for this season where if anybody out there has is a spoken poet or they have some sort of performance art audio that they could send to us, we play that at the beginning of the podcast this season. So if anything between, like, say, a minute or 2 minutes, we play that. And we have some great entries so far. On the website, you can find all the information. It does say on there that there was a deadline of, I think, a couple of weeks ago, but I'm going to extend that indefinitely because I really want people to participate. And if they follow us on Twitter and Instagram, that's at ArtHouse43. They can go to arthouse43.com and find out the details on that.
Why 43?
Well, 43 is, I don't know if I should leave it a mystery, but no, it's 43 was, I lived in England when I was doing my studies, and that was the number of my house, so I felt like it was a positive number, and I figured I'd extend it to this project.
Yes. Well, there's some personal involvement there. All right, Troy, great job that you have going on with the many hats you wear as composer, video artist, host, founder, and more, Art House 43. We'll keep in touch. Thanks.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.